This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Everybody's working for the weekend, right?
Yeah, that's what the song says.
Wrong, bitch.
What?
We're working for Friday morning when that direct deposit paycheck hits.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, boy, do we get busy as soon as that money hits our account.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are like most Americans,
yeah,
that money will not be there for long.
Gone in 60 seconds.
No, like seriously. Like, yeah. Way less than 24 hours. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a not-so-fun American financial fact.
Ooh.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the average American spends one-third of their paycheck within 12 hours of getting it?
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
I actually think it's less time because I would think you've spent it before it even gets to your account.
Okay. You're right. You're not wrong. Credit card and stuff.
Mm.
So let me say that again.
Yeah.
The average American spends a third of their paycheck within 12 hours of getting it weekly or biweekly. And that is especially true for the Kimmy and I's of the world, because it turns out...
For the younger set, for sure.
Millennials specifically. Mm. Turns out millennials right now are the highest spending generation. And because of that, millennials spend 40% of our paychecks within the first 12 hours of getting it.
So that's... What's the age range of that?
What would be that, 26 to 40?
It might be... It might be 30.
26,
so 40, what's the cutoff?
I don't
cutoff,
think we're
40?
In the 20s anymore.
So what's the old cutoff, 40?
40 to 45, somewhere.
So like, yeah, because like I just saw this stat that the average age of the new home buyer now is 40. That's the first time home buyer is 40 years old.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would make sense that you ain't got any money.
29 to 44.
Okay, so if you're between the age of 29 to 44.
And if you just bought a house, you really ain't got any money.
You got it, and that's just it. So if you're between the age of 29 and 44, almost half of your paycheck is gone before yeah. you've even gone to bed after yeah. getting it.
Well, think about it. Your house, poor.
Okay.
Your kids.
Yep. And that's the thing. I know there are a lot of people who hear these numbers and go, see, the reason everyone's so broke, we're just blowing our money on stupid stuff as soon as we get
yeah.
it. And it turns out that's not what this study is telling us.
What are they telling us?
The majority of that early spending
mm-hmm.
goes right to essentials. Most of the people in this study say they have to cover groceries, rent or mortgage, bills, and right then,
right.
in the first 12 hours. So the overwhelming majority of your paycheck is going to that stuff.
Okay, quickly. The essential. All right.
Still, about 1 in 3 Americans admit they will overspend on the days following payday. 50% of Gen Z and millennials admit they overspend thanks to payday only because the money is now in their account.
Okay, it's just sitting there. Waiting to have fun.
I love how you were sitting here waiting to be like, no big deal. And when I told you one third, you couldn't speak.
Well, I can't, because I know I've always pissed away all my money, so I don't even know like what my stats would be. You know what I mean? Like if somebody showed me my legitimate stats of pissing away money,
yeah,
I don't.
You're saying you don't know what you spent it on, or you don't know
how much? I was in the negative, man.
Oh.
Like, I was borrowing from my house to go drink.
All right, it's not called borrowing from your house. You open up a second mortgage.
Right.
You make it sound borrowing romantic, like you knocked on your own door.
I know.
Please, sir, can I borrow $20?
But I kind of did, right? Like, I was, but like, I also didn't have anything to show for it. I wasn't raising kids. I was single. I was divorced a second time, and I still managed to piss away more than all of my money.
But you had fun doing it.
And you had a big empty house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so there's a number we don't have here.
What's that?
And it's what I'd love to know. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the most common overspend for all of us as soon as the check hits the account? I'm not talking necessities. I'm not talking rent or groceries or things like that. When you're done paying that, mm-hmm. and that money is in your account on a Friday or a Saturday and whatever you get paid, you are going to overspend the majority of the time on what, 252-WCMF?
Well, so now, would you count, like, multiple streaming services yeah. as a luxury, right?
I was thinking that, too. Because like that's a big chunk of change if you have a lot of them.
If you have all of them, or 90% of them, that's a big chunk of money.
It is.
Basically, that's your going out money.
Okay. I was thinking more of like an impulse buy. Like, what's the impulse buy going to be? Because you're right. We all have monthly bills that are unnecessary.
I mean,
would it be like going out to dinner?
I would think.
Dinner,
that's like the immediate one.
I mean,
right?
Dinner, alcohol would be the first two.
All right. So it's got to be food. I'm going to say food is number one. Paying for that meal that someone else makes, whether it's going out, having it
ordering
delivered.
Ordering pizza. Let's say you just order pizza to be delivered to your house. What's a pizza go for?
You don't even want to know. You do not want to know what a pizza
costs. So if I want a large, I just want a pepperoni pizza, large, and I want 20 wings. What do you think that's going to set me back?
$60?
Delivered to my house.
Yeah.
God damn.
What, were you not prepared for that?
No. What happened to $5?
Wings are going to get you, too.
Yeah, the wings. Yeah.
What happened to $5 pizza?
You can go pick the hot and ready pizza. They're not $5 anymore. You can get them for like $10.
All right.
But no, if you want like a good local pizza in 20 wings, it's going to cost you $50 to $60 delivered. Maybe more, depending on
what. It's a lobster tail.
Bro, it's
what's a lobster tail going for?
Surprisingly, $20.
No kidding.
No, it's more than that, stupid. No, like there is something about the end of a long week.
Yeah, well, you want to treat yourself.
And we're not even talking like a fancy dinner.
Yes.
We're just talking about a dinner out somewhere.
But you got to give yourself a treat. You got to have something.
Okay, but see, it's that mentality. Why you kept borrowing money against an empty house.
I
mean, life is short.
I deserve a treat. Yeah.
You're only here once. You only exist once. Are you going to like cut yourself short? What's the point?
Something to look forward to.
Okay, but
well, what's the point?
Look, I don't disagree with what you're saying, and that's a romantic thing to say until Wednesday when you have $0, right? Like, I'm with you. I want to go spend money on fun things, but like, how many times have we been there in our lives? Every week where it's Tuesday and you're like, oh my God, what have I done? And you get paid bi-weekly, so you got to wait till next Friday.
That's what really sucks.
All right, 252-WCMF. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. With this knowledge now, that the average American spends a third of their paycheck within 12 hours of receiving it. And most of that is on necessities, rent and groceries and stuff like that, Bill.
Heat.
What is the first impulse buy you spend? What are you spending on when that money hits the account?
It could also be clothes.
252-WCMF. Well, for you,
I do.
Well, I mean, to his point, think of all the things if you're feeling like, oh, I'm in the plus today, and you just scroll on your phone for a little bit, the amount of things that are targeted at you that are going to pop up, clothing, home, whatever you've been looking up recently, that's going to become much more appealing because now, well, I got a little extra money in the bank. Maybe I'll treat myself.
I would love to know if online shopping increases Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh, it's got to.
I don't know.
I would think.
Oh, you got credit? How much credit?
Are you feeling good? Right?
Yeah.
Order it now. I might have it by Sunday.
Tomorrow, if you go.
Ooh, yeah.
Come on, throw it right on the truck. Get it out there. I need it now. All right, we got folks waiting on hold. Instagram messages coming in. Nick agrees it's definitely food. I avoid long grocery trips by having to buy food every single day. I spend roughly $50 to $60 every single day at Wegmans. I know a guy like that.
Oh my God, that's insane,
bro. That's what you were spending the equivalent of when you were buying sushi every day on the way home.
So I used to. I ate sushi every day for 2 years at Wegmans, and I was dropping, back then, $15 a run. Because I would get that big tray, and I'd get those spring rolls.
It was delicious.
And then I'd have a beer with that at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Duffy and WCMF, wow. Easiest way to get us on Instagram. Evan says all that money goes to his wife's Pinterest ideas on Friday. Yeah, that's tough, because you can't say no to that.
Does that make money, though?
No, well, it depends on if she's selling stuff or if she just wants to do, like, crafts for the house.
Oh. Because I thought, like,
by the way, even if she's selling stuff, no.
Yeah. Nobody wants your crap, man. Your crap beads.
There's a man who knows money.
All right.
And we're lucky.
Well, big. He's big money.
Well, yeah, and we're lucky to have him.
Well, the guy was an entrepreneur.
Well, yeah, and he, you know.
He's got the stats, buddy.
Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer.
Set him straight, Rammer.
Hey, good morning. Happy hump day. So, I don't get a paycheck because I'm retired now, right? But, I mean, I get every day I watch my portfolio. So, if the market does good today and my stocks go up, I'll go out and buy a new vacuum cleaner or a $4,000 door. Even though I'm not really actually collecting any money because it's just staying in my portfolio, I'll still go out and spend money I don't have until maybe I get it later.
That's what you call boy math.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, Kimmy's all about girl math now.
Yep.
Yeah, you find
like
ways.
Like, I return something, so now I have money, even though I already spent it. Yeah. And then I'll go buy something else for the same money.
The
it's just
math.
Like,
a new spin,
yeah.
A new spin on the girl math that's based on what their husband is making, and then they can spend it before it comes in.
Yeah. Okay. And my dinner's cold.
Hey, I'll see you later.
Bye, Rabber. Rabber got bored with his own punchline today.
Yep.
Well, the key to it is portfolio. Check your portfolio.
And by the way, if you want portfolio mushrooms on your pizza, forget about it.
Oh, too much.
All right, so you were asking about the price of pizza.
Yeah.
Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, on Fridays, pizza and wing for the family and a Top shelf bottle of whiskey on the way home, $120 like it's nothing.
Well, bro, that top shelf whiskey is going to cost you a fortune.
Okay, but that's still $120 out the door before he's even through the house.
Yeah. God damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's one that is wrapping up, thank God.
Okay.
Dalton writes us.
Dalton. Dalton dollars.
He says, bro, I'm glad golf season's finishing up. That's an extra $180 to $250 a week in my pocket during these winter months.
God damn.
Yeah.
And that's what, 4 or 5 months of golf?
Yeah. So let's do the math. Let's say let's average it out at 200.
A week.
200 a week.
And you haven't had a hot dog or a can of beer.
Well, maybe that includes everything.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say would include some other stuff.
All right, so $800 a month times five, that's $4,000, right?
In 5 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I do the math right?
So he's spending $800 a month.
Eight, five, ten, fifteen, twenty, twenty-five, thirty, thirty-five, forty. Yeah.
So he could drive. He could also be driving a Mercedes.
Yep.
For $800.
But here's the thing. I think you have more fun golfing. Like, I mean, I don't hate him for doing that.
Mercedes gets you paid.
Does it?
Oh,
Kimmy, you having sex with a guy in a Mercedes?
In a Mercedes? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, she sounds really excited about it.
Or maybe it had her bar.
So when it comes to solutions
for
us spending one-third of our paychecks within the first 12 hours of getting it on average, experts say budgeting may help, but it's not the silver bullet that people think it is. Because like we said, most of this money is being spent on essentials.
Right.
The real solution may be something a little more out of the ordinary.
So what's that?
Daily paychecks.
I just get paid every day?
You got it. You get money directly deposited into your account for your day's worth of work at the end of every day. Now, this idea, and we talked about it on the show, was floated by lawmakers like 2 years ago, and it had major support.
Yeah.
And in this study, 6 in 10 people said their lives would improve financially and their stress would be cut down if they could access their money at the end of every day.
But that just sounds like I would be doing what I'm doing on Friday every day.
Well, but you're not waiting to get that money.
I just don't. I think if you don't have the ability to discipline yourself,
okay,
I don't care when you get that money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like some people are just very disciplined and they don't have addictive personalities or impulsive personalities.
All right.
I got all that, man.
All right. But
and I'm dumb.
But walk through.
Southern dumb. Florida educational system dumb.
Walk through this with me. All right. Let's do a little math.
Right.
All right. Let's say. You get paid daily.
Right.
You don't have enough money to feel like you can spend whatever you want in one night. So let's say you get paid $1,000 after taxes.
Yeah.
Just for example, make it easy, right? Think of all the things you could do with $1,000.
All of it.
Right, exactly. But if I get paid $200 on Monday instead of $1,000 at the end of the week, $200 is enough to get groceries. That may be enough to pay the bills that are due. It's not enough to look at $1,000 and go, I could just go spend whatever I want.
No, but then I started thinking, well, I can get that today. I got another $200 coming in tomorrow, man. Right? I'll catch up tomorrow. You know what? Wednesday, I'll catch up. Monday, Tuesday's cheat day, treat day. Wednesday's catch-up day.
I think.
And by Thursday, I'm busted.
I think that I would be better getting paid daily, honestly.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you think you'd be better getting paid daily as opposed to weekly?
Sorry, I was on the phone. Why do you say daily instead of
weekly? An argument from some financial experts, they argue that when you see all that money in your account, you have this need to spend it. Like, I've been waiting.
Yeah,
it's gone
like
now.
Yeah, like the chunk of it
exactly.
at a time.
If you get paid what you earn every day at the end of every day, that would help you budget better.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's old school thinking.
The same thing.
Because, like, when I was a kid coming up pissing away money, I wasn't getting bombarded on my phone with direct ads to me.
Bro, you
like,
still blew daily. All your money, though.
Right. But I'm saying, like, well, your logic is, I'll wait.
Oh, I get what
But if Amazon and all these things are showing me things I want right now, and all I got to do is click it and buy, I don't even have to get off my ass. I think that's the problem.
All right.
Where that impulse doesn't help you.
All right, not a bad theory. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, about getting paid daily.
Yeah.
He said, these people would just spend it as it comes. Better idea, stop beating us to death with taxes. You know, I realize if you got that money back, you'd just spend that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to help.
Yeah.
This is my saving money now. I wasn't saving anybody before, but now, now I'm going to save this money.
Yes.
I don't get the hatred for the pay every day, and I get your argument against it. There are people that are like literally like, that's un-American, even though that's how everyone used to get paid.
Yeah, true.
Like when you were done, they handed you your money for the day and you went about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it wouldn't like keep you a slave to the place you worked, right?
True.
Because there are a lot of people that keep working because they're afraid their last paycheck ain't going to come.
It could also, I mean, it kind of keeps businesses in check.
Yeah.
Because You know, I think everybody has an idea of what their paycheck should be every time. But if you're getting paid daily and all of a sudden you notice something's off one day, it might force you to be a little bit more aware of that, you know, how much you should be making.
I don't hate that idea.
Okay.
And how much they may have shorted you.
So Chris has got a great one here, and this has got to be in the summertime. A lot of people, he says it's the concert tickets that get us.
Concert tickets are insane.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a reason you get paid on a Thursday, let's say. There's a reason why those tickets go on sale Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. They know exactly when that check hits, and they want that check.
Mm-hmm.
They want that check bad. All right, so look, there is no answer here. If one-third of your paycheck is going to essentials within minutes of it going into your account.
Yeah, but then you're kind of screwed up front.
And like you said, I do agree with you. As much as, like, you know, people who think they're financially sound don't want to hear it, what is being a person without pleasure?
Thank you.
I mean, you're a squirrel at that point.
And I hate savers. I hate savers that want to tell you how to save. Like, I know how to save money. I'm not going to do it because I don't have the discipline.
Well, what you got to do is the first thing you need to put $5,000 in savings. You need to have $5,000 in your checking account. And then $5,000, how about if I take $10,000 and shove it in your mouth?
No, but look.
You need an emergency fund. You need your savings account.
No, but you're being that guy the opposite way.
You need medical expenses.
You're being that guy the opposite way now.
You need $1,000 of cash in your house in case the world economy collapses.
There is there's value in both arguments.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
It's not like some formula like you're springing on me like, oh, save some of it. That's what I got to do. Damn, nobody told me. You know, my old man used to do that, right?
Okay.
So, and he was literally pissing money away in front of me. He said, you're going to save your money.
Well, his portfolio was I can't say portfolio.
Portfolio.
Portfolio was doing
I check my portfolio every day.
Because you had a mouthful of portfolio mushrooms. All right. All right, Brandon seems like a nice guy. Brandon seems nice.
What's he saying?
He writes that it's great. But I think I hate Brandon a little bit, too. All right, because here's the thing. This is an oversimplification.
Okay.
And we'll wrap it up. I think this discussion will end the discussion.
All right.
He says, Duffy! Exclamation point. All this money talk shows me one thing. This country needs some major financial education. We are horrible with money. The daily pay sounds awful because these people are not even remotely financially responsible and educated. But here's the thing. Let's say you are financially educated. It doesn't lower the price of a home right now.
Sure don't.
It doesn't lower the price of rent. It doesn't
lower
the price
of
heat, gas. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. It doesn't lower the price of groceries.
Weed.
So
booze.
Even if I have a financial education, I still need to make X amount of money
right, to
exercise my financial education. And this idea that existed from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s that you could save your nickels, put them in a box, and buy a barbershop one day just doesn't exist anymore.
No.
It does not exist. And it breaks my heart to say it, but there's a different way now. What that way is, I don't know.
Okay.
But using the financial lessons of your grandfather ain't going to work.
No.
Because your grandfather was a drunk. Probably.
Yeah.
He's probably a drunk.
Yeah, they were mostly drunks, alcoholics,
right? Yeah.
Chain smokers.
Yeah. Sucks. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Election day has come and gone.
Oh, yeah.
And this story is once again a reminder. The local officials we elect have a bigger effect on your lives than you think.
All right.
Judges especially. Yet, they keep showing up in the news for alleged inappropriate or illegal things. And what would today be without another one of those stories? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Okay, we're getting a ton of phone calls and messages that if you are on the outskirts of our listening area,
yeah,
that it's been a little fuzzy. There's been some static.
Oh, so you're welcome.
So it turns out there have been some issues at our transmitter tower.
Goddamn transmitter.
I know, and we don't know how to fix those. And our
they got to fix the capacitor.
Kimmy, our loyal engineers are doing everything they can to get it done.
They are. Mm-hmm.
So we're working on fixing
okay.
it. But if it is bothering you that much and you would love to hear the wonderful show that we give
you,
you're very lucky. There are other places you can go, the Odyssey app, the iHeart Media app. You can check that out. And YouTube would probably be the easiest way. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. You get the video of us doing the show.
Oh, my God.
And you can just listen to it through your car or whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the Odyssey app, iHeart Radio app, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. And you don't miss a damn thing.
Look at that.
You're welcome, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our shows, as soon as they are done, all day long, forever and ever, are on our YouTube page at The Break Room WCMF. So if you miss anything, you don't anymore.
There it is.
There you go. Yesterday, on Election Day, we told you the story of a county judge out in Wolcott, Wayne County, accused of stealing almost $10,000 worth of quick draw lottery tickets while working his part-time job as a bartender at the Elks Lodge. That's a real story that happened on Election
Day. That's one person.
You got it. Today, on Election Results Day, we have more judge drama.
Whatever.
This story comes to us from Clarkson. Ian Penders.
Ian Penders.
Judge Penders.
John Penders.
He is a town judge out that way, and he's been a town judge since 2017.
All right.
Recently, he was under investigation by the state's Commission on Judicial Conduct. You know, those are that mysterious judge.
Yeah.
So the allegations say he tried to use his position as a judge to avoid traffic tickets.
So that means he got a lot of traffic tickets.
Well, according to Finger Lakes One, which is a news source out that way, he was stopped back in June twice.
All right.
Two separate times for operating a vehicle without a valid driver's license.
Oh, man.
But he's a judge.
You don't need a driver's license to judge.
I guess not, but
I would kind of like it to have
I would like to know why.
Yeah.
We do not have that information.
That's a great question. Yeah.
We don't have that information.
Yeah. All right.
So
he tried to use his power as a judge, supposedly, to get out of the ticket.
Yep. They say while that was happening, he used his position as a judge to quote attempt to avoid citations.
All right.
I would. You guys are missing one major thing here.
What's that?
I get that a judge not having a driver's license is strange. Can we talk about how, as a judge, he was allegedly driving without a driver's license?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like you don't need to be a judge. You don't need to know the law to understand. Driving without a driver's license, not good.
That ain't right.
And that didn't just happen once, according to the allegations. Two times.
Okay.
Like, he didn't get caught once and be like, yeah, you got me, okay, sorry. Yeah. Like, he went back, and he did it again.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Mm. When it comes to his position as a judge attempting to avoid the citations, we don't know if he did it during the traffic stop. We don't know if he did it afterwards.
We don't know what he said.
No idea. We do know.
What's that?
He has resigned from his position as judge.
So he's out.
Yep. And on top of that, Penders has agreed to never hold judicial office again.
I'm out.
So the most interesting part of this story, the charges this now former judge are facing, they were misdemeanors.
Yeah, I mean, it's not heavy duty.
Yeah.
In the end, if he pleaded guilty to a violation for unlicensed operation, he'd have gotten a $100 fine.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's very possible that if he just took the ticket and accepted his punishment, he would have no effect on his job.
Mm-hmm.
He would just keep
being based on what we've seen, he could have probably kept that job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this 8-year-long judge career comes to an end, not over traffic tickets, but over trying to get out of traffic tickets.
Because
doing more work to get out of it.
Yeah. But it's over forever.
Yeah.
Like, he can't do it. He can never run again.
You're gone, buddy.
Out.
You're gone. It's
you
over.
Out-skis.
It's over.
It was funny, though, because when I saw this story, I go, oh, that's it. Like, because I think my brain's so warped based on all these weird, bizarre
stories
that we've talked about.
No toilet seat.
Like, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound that bad. Yeah.
Well, he used his capacity.
Yes,
no, I agree with you. Like, looking at just this single story, that's how it should have all played out. But when you compare the other things we've seen.
Crazy judge.
And people and judges that never stepped down even with some of those terrible allegations.
Yeah, they all go down swinging, man.
And it's
was just like, oh, that's lame.
All right, going around down the road that Kimmy's going through here. Look, nobody wants a traffic ticket.
No.
You don't want the fines. You don't want the points. Pain in the
headaches,
ass. Okay, all these things. But I think almost everyone, if given the option of paying for traffic tickets or keeping your job, would choose to pay the traffic ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I am dying to know what the hell he allegedly tried to do here. And even more embarrassing, if the allegations are true, how he got caught trying to do what he was trying to do.
To the officer?
Was it during the traffic stop where he's like, you know, I'm a judge, right? Or was it afterwards where he went and tried to like...
call in a favor?
Yeah, to somebody? Because he, well, you know...
Well, it sounds like it would have been after if he was avoiding paying.
No, it said he was trying to avoid... Let me get the quote here. I'm sorry. Avoid... It wasn't avoiding, attempt to avoid citations. That's what he was trying to do.
Avoid them completely. Gotcha.
All right, Kimmy, can you do me a favor? Can you Google what a Clarksontown justice makes in a year?
Because it's probably a part-time gig. I'm guessing like he has another job.
Well, see, that's just it. And that's the other interesting part of this story.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, we have another judge in trouble this morning. Had one yesterday during Election Day, another one on Election Results Day. And this judge out in Clarkson is accused of not only driving without a driver's license twice and being pulled over for it, he allegedly attempted to use his position as a judge to get out of getting in trouble for driving without a license. The mysterious judicial commission conduct, blah, 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 investigated him. He resigned from his position and agreed to never hold judicial office again. Kimmy, what does a Clarksontown justice make?
So the first number I'm seeing is about $15,000.
Okay, that's not a lot.
No.
And the position is a part-time role. That sounds right, but I have not done a deep dive into this. So
here's what's strange about this specific story.
What did I say?
Most of the time,
when
we see town justices and judges get busted, they are people who live in the town that have regular jobs.
Yeah.
Right? They own a store.
Yeah.
They're whatever.
Regular Joe.
Yep. They don't really have to know the law, be lawyers, because you would... probably not have a lot of people qualify for that job in those small towns. In fact, we discovered that to be sworn in as a town justice without a lawyer background, you just have to take a course last couple days.
And you need a hand.
Yep.
That's all you got.
That's it. This guy, not one of those stories. He is an actual attorney.
Oh, wait, so
He is a lawyer. This man is a lawyer.
He's got a background.
Tommy, one of your theories as to why so many of these town justices in our area get in trouble is because they don't actually know the law.
Yeah.
This would not be the case
here. This guy is booked up.
Which would actually make this story double stupid.
Yeah.
Because not only are you a town justice, you're a lawyer.
You know the deal.
You could have represented yourself.
Yeah. Or just got a license.
Yeah.
That also.
Because you've done that.
You're right. Now I got to know why he didn't have a driver's license.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering that.
Did he just not renew it? Did he forget?
Because like, if I went to see a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And I go to sit down and I go, I'll be with you in a minute. Mm-hmm. Trying to get my license back. Like, I'm leaving.
Well, why would he do that in front of you?
But if I knew, would you hire a lawyer?
That didn't have a driver's license?
That lost his driver's license.
Ooh.
I think it would matter how. What if he's so busy being a lawyer he didn't remember to renew it?
Okay, but then when you
he's working hard on your
case, like how long would you go without renewing it? Where you're like, okay, man, time to figure this out.
Like there's certain things I expect buttoned up people to have, like because that's a buttoned up position. That's why you hire a lawyer. They're buttoned up.
Okay,
like they're detail oriented.
Sure, sure, sure.
They understand these vast laws that you don't.
Okay.
Oh man, I got no license. Yeah, can you give me a lift, man?
They're asking you for a ride.
Hey, give me a ride down to courthouse, bro.
How about this, though? How about
red
this?
Flag.
You mean, I'll give you $10 for
I'd
gas.
I'd be worried they wouldn't show up.
Right.
How about this, though?
What?
Discounted lawyer's fees if I give you a ride to and from court.
Oh, I don't know. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. I'm a businessman.
Erica writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Erica writes, I want to know how this guy managed to get pulled over twice in such a short period of time while not having a license.
In a small town.
Yeah,
I've been driving a long time. I've only been pulled over once. It's possible that it showed up that he didn't have a driver's license.
Okay. Bad driver.
On what's that too? But, you know, they got those scanners.
Yeah, boop, true.
Boop, boop, boop. Would that show you didn't have a license?
I don't know.
Car's registered to you, but someone else could be driving.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was the same cop, a small town.
Could be.
Because, you know, we all take the same roads the same way every day.
Yeah.
Same time, pretty much.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, it's me. Yeah. I'm just being stupid again.
Did you get that license squared away, son?
How much would the traffic tickets have to be where you would have understood why he pulled this move? Because $100, not worth it.
So we had an old salesperson, and sweeter, older woman sold for us. And you would never think, but they put a list in the DNC of people that had parking tickets in Rochester. She was number one.
Like they ranked them who owed the most?
Yeah, with their name.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember how much?
It was over $4,500. $4,500 in parking tickets?
I was waiting to hear $1,000, so it's less than
that. That's a lot of parking tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot.
I mean, there's people out there to do this stuff, man.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Just let it slide.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say he had his license.
Right.
And if the punishment from being pulled over meant he was going to lose his license, would the average person risk losing their job to save their driver's license?
I don't think so, because, I mean, getting a gig, I mean, it depends on how much money you're making.
All right, let me ask you.
You can get that license back eventually.
All right, let me ask you this. Let's say you do something in the car, whatever it is. Yeah. Don't know, Tommy. You know, you keep blowing through lights or cameras.
Well, I do roll through in the morning.
Yeah, there you go. Let's say you're facing a 3-year driver's license suspension that could be wiped out if you just drop what you do for a living. But you have a 50-50 chance of losing your gig dropping that.
Well, I'm keeping the gig.
So you're going to take a 3-year license suspension?
Yeah, that may just, you know.
No, if you get pulled over again, you're going to jail.
Who's going to pull me over?
Are you being our listeners now that are like, well, you know what? Here's what I would do. It's a thought exercise, but I don't understand what a thought exercise
I would get a motorcycle or a scooter. No, I would definitely not lose my gig.
So you got to take the bus.
Yeah, I was going to say, because even if you don't lose your gig, you'd still have to deal with things at work, like judgment from your coworkers. Mm. Maybe you have to explain it to a boss.
Bro, if you found out any of our on-air coworkers lost their driver's license, you would crush them.
Bro, I knew guys that did.
And you crushed them!
We had a sales guy for CMF years ago. He had so many DWIs, they pulled his license, and he had to take the city bus. Or he needed a list from other sales guys to go on his sales call.
And you see, every time you do tell that story, dude,
we had one chick that
they immediately come to your mind for a reason.
That she had so many that the boss was driving her around to her sales calls.
Kimmy, you got a 50-50 shot of losing your job.
Yeah.
But if you don't drop your job, it's a 3-year license suspension. What do you do?
I might take the chance.
Really?
50-50 chance. Well, yeah, like I said, because...
Yeah, your husband's got a good job. You're fine.
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't know if I could go, depending on what I do for a living, could I go back to my job and do it anyway? Like,
without a
driver's license. I might want to, change jobs just because I'm embarrassed.
So let's say I get in trouble, I lose my license.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I take the no license, but I'm going to keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the balls enough, because my wife is retired,
okay,
say, hey, honey, you mind getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive me to work? And then you had to come back and pick me up later.
Is that a problem? She's retired. All right, so let me tell you a story.
Yeah,
so,
but nobody wants to get up. I don't care if you're retired or not. Nobody wants to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So when my wife's from Delaware.
Yeah.
And she came up here to do residency, and I met her around when it started, right? So there was some weird thing that had happened. She was trying to renew her license in New York and not in Delaware, and there was this 2 or 3 month period where she wasn't sure if she was legally allowed to drive because something had gotten messed up along the way. Long story short, I'm like, okay, well, let's not risk it. We had just had our first baby, and I'm like, I'll just give you a ride to work every day. I was being a stay-at-home dad, and I liked it.
Okay.
I enjoyed getting up and putting the baby in the seat, Stella in the seat. We would have our little mornings, then I go pick her up from work. I had fun with that.
All right.
I think your wife would enjoy seeing you every day.
Yeah.
No, not you.
Maybe temporarily.
No, but then you'd have to hear like why she's having to do this, right? Because I screwed up.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
True.
If your wife was going to be a doctor, my wife's not going to get the doctor paycheck payoff.
Okay, but it wasn't about the paycheck.
Baby, keep doing this. I'll be bringing home big money. Big money Tommy over here. Don't worry about it, baby.
What are the odds? So it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
What are the odds, election week, we get one more judge kicked off the bench?
Come on. Let's do it, judges.
Before Friday? Can we get one more?
Do it, town justices. The smaller the town, the better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.